572. Well, good evening, church.
Amen.
Welcome to Thomas Village Baptist Church on a beautiful, rainy Sunday evening. And I'm glad, so glad for the rain. Blessings from heaven.
Yes, amen.
And we're going to get started off with a song. If you've got a hymnal at your house or you got one here, it's number 572. I love to tell the story. He's been here before, but we'd like to welcome to the pulpit Brother Jacob. And if you could, come on, give us the message that God's give laid on your heart.
Thank you, sir.
What an honor it is to be here tonight. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to stand. They asked me if I had a story to tell, and I guess I kind of do, actually. Kind of goes along with my thought tonight. We'd went one time to the breaks, and there was this rope swing there, and they wanted us to swing across it and drop. It's like a 15-foot drop or something like that. But I remember being very scared at the moment to reach out and grab this rope and to jump and swing and let go. And that's kind of my message tonight, that it's a fearful thing sometimes to serve God. And we've got to lay those things aside if we're truly going to serve the Lord the way He wants us to. And we can get mixed up in ourselves. We can get mixed up in feelings. And that can lead us astray. But God's Word is true. And regardless of how we feel or what we think, God's Word is true. And we can't back away from what the Word of God tells us to do. But again, on my message here, Jesus Christ had said a little parable here, and he was talking about some different people. But he says this, this is in Matthew. I'm going to read some scripture here. I'm a firm believer, and my words really don't matter. But it's what God's Word is what matters. I can get mixed up in myself. I can get mixed up in what I think again. But what God's Word tells us is true. But it says this in Matthew. This is chapter 25. I'm just going to read a little bit. I'll be back and forth with this. But it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, and to every man according to his several abilities, and straightway took his journey." Now when Jesus Christ was here, and he left, when he ascended, he told us that we had something to do. To go out and spread the Word of God, to tell them about Him and His Father in heaven and what He could do for them. And this salvation that He came to bring to all mankind, that they believe in their heart and confess with their mouth Jesus Christ, that they could have salvation. Not in themselves, but in Him alone. And we can only go through Jesus Christ through the door. That's the only way that we can ever make it to this grand and glorious New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. This is our God that's prepared a place just for us if we're willing to follow Jesus. But to do that, we've got to follow His directions. He brought His goods to us. He gave us His goods. He gave it to us based on our ability. Now, God will give us things in life, maybe some more, maybe some less. But it's all based on what you're going to be able to do for God. Don't expect God to tell you to go across the country and witness to those people in different places if we can't even stand up in our own church and be a witness here. If we can't stand up in our own community and declare Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, don't expect God to move in you to do something greater. You've got to be able to handle that one talent or one piece of currency before God will give you 2 or 5 or whatever it may be. God has a plan for each and every one of us, and we've got to be able to step up to those things and not be fearful to go out and do what God has called us to do. Speaking of that very thing, the Lord told us this. And this is in Matthew as well. It says this. It says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thou forth good for nothing." This is again Matthew 5, verse 13. "But to be cast out and trodden under foot of men." And I thought about that. Without the salt, we're nothing. Without Jesus Christ, His Spirit within us, we're good for nothing. Because we have no good within us. Jesus Christ said that there's only one good, and that's the Father which is in heaven. This is our Lord and Savior that spoke this, and we're not greater than the Master. The Master is the greatest, and we serve Him. And we forget that often, that we serve Jesus. We serve Him, and He told us to do something, to be that salt that He's put in us and go out and do good works. But He told us this too. He said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." See your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Again, this is not about us. So often we get so confused. It's not about us. But it's about God doing a work within us. It's that salt that God has put in us. It's His Spirit that He poured out on Calvary that He's given to each and every person that will follow after Him and declare Him as their Lord and their Savior. But to do that, again, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow after Jesus Christ. But we have to deny ourselves. Again, that's our feelings. That's our thoughts. That's when things don't go our way. Guess what? We have to deny ourselves, follow after Jesus, follow after the Word of God, and live a life according to this Word that our Lord and Savior has given us. This Word is Jesus Christ. It is the Word. He is the Word. And without Him, we're lost. I know we can say, you know, we're not saved, but we're lost. We're stumbling around, not knowing where to go, what to do. But when Christ left and told us to go out and spread the gospel, He said, I leave you not comfortless. He said, I must go away so the Comforter can come. And when the Comforter comes, it's what guides us to do what we're supposed to do for Him. It shows us how to pray. It shows us where to go. It gives us the Word to say. How many times have you been in company with someone and Scripture just come to your mind? Now, that Scripture is not just manifested. You have to study it. You have to put some effort forth. But God will bring that to your remembrance, and He will give you that opportunity to share the gospel with someone that you come in contact with. Again, God's given us the tools. He's told us what to do. And now we've got to go out and do this very thing. These men that the Lord give talent to, different ones that we've, as we read here, 1, 2, 5. He came back. He told them what to do. Take my money, take it to the exchanger, and multiply it. And when I come back, I'll get what's mine. So they did that. Well, most of them did. The one with 5, he went, he multiplied that. He had 10. The one with 2, he went out, he doubled his as well. He had 4, but there was one that did not. And he says this to him. He said, that which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee. He knew thee. Thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathered where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. Again, we read this. Fear is not an excuse. It's not an excuse. There's a lot of things that we could be afraid of in this life. But listen, the Lord tells us something here that we should all be aware of. This is in 1 John. I'm sorry. It's in 1 Peter. And he says this in chapter 3, 1 Peter verse 13. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But if ye suffer for righteous sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas ye speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed of their falsely accuse your good conscience in our conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil doing. People, we have got a great, great work to do. And we've got to step out from amongst the world and be that separated people that Christ has told us to be. And to do that, we've got to step out in boldness. And God has given us example after example after example of this very thing. And my thought tonight went to David and how that he stood before Goliath. Now, again, we can get in a place where we're afraid to do something. We can get in a place where we're like, well, I'm just not qualified. But you're not qualified. But God made you qualified. It's the salt we have within us that makes us qualified, that makes us good for something. Without salt, again, we're good for nothing. But with God's Spirit, we have the tools, again, what we need to go out and accomplish the things that God wants to do, to spread His Word. The sower, he sows seed. Did he worry about where it landed? No. He sowed seed. People's hearts, if they're willing to receive it, they'll receive it. But if they harden their hearts and receive it not, that's not on the sower. We've got a work to do. God has called us to do a work. Don't be afraid to take what God's given you and multiply and grow. He wants us to grow. He wants us to move past where we started at and accomplish great things. I'm going to have to read another scripture here. If I can find it. But again, the Lord has given us so many good blessings and things to do. Why are we worried about what can harm us or hurt us when we serve the God who created this universe? When we serve the God who created every single being in this room. He created the walls. He created the material to build this. He created the grass, the earth. He created all. And why in the world are we so torn up by when man comes to attack us or hurt us or cut us down from serving God the way that we ought to serve God? And I'm not sitting here acting like I'm something. I'm nothing without the Lord. And I've made mistakes. And I've let my fear. And I've let my flesh. And I've let my heart deceive me. As we can read in the Word of God. If we don't get our heart right with God, let Him lead us. Our heart can be this wicked and deceitful above all things. Because again, our feelings can lead us astray. We've got to get our mind and heart set upon the Lord. And if we fill our heart with good things, with God's Word, then what else can there be put in that? If it's full, you can't add no more. What we've got is God's Word. But we've got to fill it with God's Word. We've got to open up our mind and our heart to receive His gospel. We've got to fail not to assemble ourselves together in a place of worship to hear the Word of God, hear the preacher, receive the Word, to read the Word, to study to make ourselves approved, to know the gospel, that we can use it when we come out in this world and face those that don't believe. And again, don't expect always the good results. You can go out and do a great work for God, and someone may not receive it. You can go out and do exactly what God asks you to do, and that person may lash out on you. They don't feel good. They don't feel like, well, that ain't the good times I want to be. But it's not about your feelings. It's about serving the Lord Jesus Christ. He's given us a great work to do. But I'm going to read this. This is in 1 Samuel. This is David. I was studying this, and this kind of popped up, and I thought, that's just the Lord. That's how perfect it is. This is David speaking to Saul. And David said to Saul, this is in chapter 17, starting with verse 32. Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art not a youth, but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. The Lord give us this. This is David's writing, his own writing. This is in Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. That's an action. Do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thine heart. if we get our hearts right, our heart's going to be set upon what the Lord wants. And then we'll get what we need. Because Christ Jesus knows exactly what we need. We don't know that we're able to do these things or reach out to those people. In myself, I know I can't. But in God, I know I can. He's able. He's the most powerful being there is. All power was given to Him after He resurrected. He has all power to do all things, and He can do it within us to accomplish great and many things. There's a scripture that actually talks about it in John. And it says this, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments." That's what the Lord wants from us, if we love Him. That's what He was asking of His servants. When they went out and took these talents and did this work that He asked them to do, they did it because they loved to serve, or loved to serve Him. They loved to serve the Master. But when we don't serve the Master, where's our love at? And I'll get to that. But it says this, "And David said unto Saul, thy servant keepeth his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he hath defiled the armies of the living God. David said moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee." When I read that, it goes back to those talents. David had to be tested. He had to take that one talent, and he had to multiply it. He slew the lion. He had to take those two. He had to multiply them. Have four. He slew the bear. Then he steps up against the Philistine to prove even more his faith and his love for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not always easy, people. That's not an easy task. And we can sit here and say, well, that was back then, and that was different. This is in Psalms as well. This is Psalms 100, last verse. It says, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." That includes us. That includes every single person in this room. The same God that delivered David from Goliath is the same God that we serve today. And if we believe that God can deliver David from the bear, the lion, the Philistine, and anything else that come against him, then why don't we put enough faith in God that he will bring us through whatever we're going through in life? And then we step out and do this work for God and tell our friends and our neighbors and our family members and the people around us that don't love the Lord, the people that don't love us, and tell them about Jesus Christ and what he can do for them without fear. This is in 1 John. It says, "There is no fear in love." There's no fear in love. Go back to that verse in John 14 that tells, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll do as I say. You'll follow after me. You'll deny yourself. You'll take up your cross. You'll do what I've asked you to do. No fear in love. But Perfect love. Now, none of us here, we have perfect love. None of us here have that. We can think ourselves high up here, but we don't. Not without the Lord. It's His perfect love. It's His sacrifice. It's His mercy. It's His greatness. It's His holiness. He told us to be holy. He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." The only way that we can be holy is if the Lord God lives within this tabernacle, this right here. If He's in us, that's what makes us holy. It's not what I've done. It's not my goodness. It's not what I can do, but it's what God can do within me. And I have to allow Him to work within me. We have to make that choice. We can all sit here and agree that Christ Jesus gave us a choice. Either we serve Him or we serve the world. Either we do the works of the Lord or we do the works for ourselves. Because that's the difference. It's either we serve ourselves, and we can throw the devil in all we want to, but it's all about, it's a relationship between us and God.
Yeah.
Okay? We give Him the power to do those things. Don't point the finger at Him. Point the finger right here. The Lord is the greatest. We not agree with that? The Lord is the greatest. The Lord has all power. The Lord, He can do anything. He can conquer any army, anything we go against. He's greater than the devil. He's greater than anything we come against in this life. If we can agree on that, then we know that He can overcome anything if we put our faith in Him. We have to give our faith and our hope and our trust in the Lord. Trust in that which is good. That goes back to that Psalm. In 37, when he talks about fret not, not to fear, not to worry. Let me take care of these things. If you go over to Romans 12, he talks about vengeance is mine. Don't be worried about what everybody else is trying to do to you. They're going to speak evil of you. They're going to try to cut you down for your good work and your good conversation. Don't worry about those things. Don't seek revenge. Don't get your mind upon those things. Don't fill your heart with hatred. Don't fill your heart with trying to seek out revenge. Let God take care of that. Let God take care of that. Let your heart and your mind be at one with Christ Jesus. Let your conversation and your mouth be what these words are right here. Let our heart be set upon Him and know that He and He alone is what we need to be focused on. He's my hope. He's my strength. He's my help. He's everything I need Him to be. There's even a scripture that says that He'd be our mother and our father and whatever we need Him to be. Whatever we need in that moment, in that time. That's how great our Lord is. That's how great Jesus Christ is. And that's the only name that we can be saved by is the name of Christ Jesus. And if we put our faith in that, then we can have that holiness. We can have that perfect love. Perfect love casts out fear. Casts out fear. Because fear hath torment. So if we're not serving the Lord because we're afraid, we've hurt ourselves. We've hurt our relationship with Jesus. We've severed that relationship. And then we say we want to be closer to the Lord. I've heard people say it before. I don't know about your personal experience. I know I want to be closer to Jesus. But there's times that I get in my own way. And I become my own stumbling block. And I become the person that puts that wedge between me and the Lord Jesus Christ. If I want a relationship with Jesus, I've got to pray. I've got to talk to Him. You cannot have a relationship without communication. It dies. It withers away. But if we have that communication with the Lord, and we put our faith and trust in Jesus, and we keep building upon that and building upon that and building upon that. And in that process, we realize that God will prove Himself time and time and time again. And He will only become greater and will become more confident in what He can do within us. He can do that. He can work great works, greater works. Don't forget He said that. Greater works that we'll do. He's talking about us. That we will do than He did. Greater works. Now, not that we're doing the works, but that God does the work within us. It's Him. All glory goes to Jesus, that they see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. We don't glorify Jacob Horton, K. Jesse, Yvonne Edwards. We're not here to glorify us. We're here to glorify Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. If we'll glorify Jesus and get our focus on Him, then we can slay those giants that come against us. And we can slay those things that come to hurt us. Why we fear Him, what can harm us, if we be followers of that which is good? What is good? God is good. What is God? Well, let's go back to John 14. It tells us right here. Philip tells Jesus, he says, Philip said unto the Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long a time with you, and yet ye have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show me the Father? Believest not that I am in the Father, and the Father's in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the works. It's Him that doeth the work. It's God that doeth the work in us. But Jesus Christ and God, they think the same. They do the same. They work together. Believe me that I am the Father, in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Believe the Lord. Believe in Christ Jesus. If we believe in God, believe in Jesus. That's as simple as this. You can ask anybody in this world if they believe in God. And they'll say, yeah, I believe in God. But when you ask them, do they believe in Jesus? Things become different. It's different. Because there's power in that name, Jesus Christ. You can make a God out of anything. But the God of Israel, the God that we serve, this very God that delivered David from the giant, that's the God, the true and living God that we serve. That is our Lord Jesus. Amen. He is working a great work in each and every one of us. And we can do this. But we've got to realize fear cannot hold us back. Fear cannot keep us from serving God. So whatever we got in our way, whatever it may be that's holding us back from serving the Lord or coming and doing what God would have us to do, whatever fear we have in our hearts, no matter what it may be, we need to let those things go and let God deal with them. I do not have the power to take care of those things. I have no control over those things at all. But I do have control over this. If I serve my God, I have control over that. I choose if I serve. God's called us to serve. Why do we always see it the other way around? When we're supposed to be the one serving Him. He does help us. Yes, He does. He said to come boldly to the throne of grace that you can receive help and grace in the time of need. So if we need something for God, we can come and ask from our heart and our mouth and declare, the Lord, I need your help. He knows that. He hears that. But we are here to serve Him. He gave these talents. They took it out. They multiplied. But the one, He hid it. People, don't hide what God has given you. God has blessed each and every one of us with a great work to do that we could reach our brothers and sisters in this community. There are people in this world that are dying lost without Jesus. I sit on my porch tonight and I watch cars go by and by and by. And we know how busy Pattonsville Road is. It's a busy road. And so many people just kept driving by, and I was just sitting there praying. I said, Lord, I hope and pray that they're going to do worship you, uplift your name, spread your word, do something for you, for your greatness, not for themselves, not for one of us, but for the Lord. Yeah. We need to be about this because our time in this world is growing shorter and shorter and shorter. And I know we can say, well, the Lord, He's coming back. Yes, He is. He is coming back. And He's coming back to receive those that are looking and watching and waiting for Him. But our time is any time. I may not make it out those doors tonight. I may drop dead right here in this pulpit. I don't know that. But I know this. I want my words, my mouth, to be praise to my God. Because I serve Him. And we've got to get our heart right to do that. And if we feel like there's something in our heart that doesn't need to be there, let's get rid of it. Let's move past that. Let's get ready to serve God when we walk out these doors. Because again, don't expect God to do a work within you if you can't even do a work in here. Yes, I know we've come here to worship. We have. This is a refuge. David speaks of a refuge. This is a refuge. We come here, we can sit, we can relax. We don't have to hold our guard up. We don't have to have our shield of faith up. We come here, we hear the word, we grow. Yes, I know evil's present, where good is as well. But we come here to get what we need, to get the tools to do the work. And God's given us the work to do. And He said, be ye doers of the word, not just also hearers of it. So when we hear these words, we take these things and we apply it to the world in our life. Again, as a teacher, I teach my kids a subject or whatever it may be, and I expect them to take that and apply it to their life. Church ain't just a place to come and just hear fables. It's not a fable. This is the reality. This is the truth. These words are true. These stories, these parables, I really believe they're true. I believe the Lord experienced these things. He saw this. He knows us. He saw people and what we are. What are we? We're no good without Him. Without Him. Again, I'm not here to down anybody or nothing like that. But we need to realize what we are. We need to realize who we are. That we are lost without Jesus Christ. That we were grafted in. That His own received Him not. And it made a way that we, as Gentile people, could be accepted of Jesus Christ and do this work. Now, knowing that we were counted as dogs, we were as filthy rags, nothing, no good whatsoever, and God made a way for us through His Son, Jesus Christ, that He died on a cross and opened the doors for us. Now, knowing that makes me want to love and serve my God. And if I love and serve my God, I'm going to lay fear aside. How much do we love Jesus tonight? How much do we love Jesus in our own lives? Do we love Him enough that we'll do and go and say whatever He wants us to do these things without worrying about consequence, without worrying about bodily harm or getting our feelings hurt? It's hard, people. I'm not sitting here saying it's easy for me. It's not. It's not easy. It's not easy. But God gives us what we need to do these things. It's a step of faith. Again, going back to the story I told to begin with. When I grabbed a hold of that rope, I had to jump. I had to let go of my fear. And in that process, I experienced something dramatic, just incredible. And the same thing with our relationship with Jesus. If we will step out in faith and do what He's told us to do, because if you'll read that again, in chapter 14, it says that, you knew me, Philip, you know me. And then He talks about the servants. He said, you knew me. You know how I am. The one even said that. He said, I know you, Master. I know what you expect of me. We know what to expect of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know what to expect. Right here tells us what we should do. This right here tells us what God expects from us and how we should live our lives. If we know that, there's no excuse. Don't let fear hinder you. When you stand before the Lord, when you stand before Jesus, that's not an excuse. It says, Thou Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not straw. Thou oughtest thou for to put my money to the exchanger, and then my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take thou forth the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. And to every one that hath shall be given, and he that shall have abundantly, but from him that hath not shall he be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, thou shalt be weeping and gnashing of teeth. People, we have got a work to do. And fear, again, I stress this so much, is not an excuse. Just because you're afraid, just because you're worried about the outcome, that's not an excuse. And I know that, again, just something as simple as speaking to your neighbor and inviting them to church. Something as simple as telling somebody that you love them, that you care for them. I've seen people get so awkward and so tore up when you tell them you love them. Why is that? Because the world hates them. No matter what they want to say, the world hates them. And Jesus Christ, they don't know him. And it's our job to introduce Jesus to them. That love to them. That goodness to them. I'm going to close with this last scripture. And I love this scripture. There's so much truth in it. And again, we can forget this. We are in a world of evil. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but there's other things out there that we're dealing with. Spiritual things. Spiritual things. And we can't overcome them without the help of a spiritual Savior. And that's our Lord Jesus Christ. He helps us in this body. He helps us spiritually. He helps our heart. He helps our mind. But he said this. He says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. This whole message, we've heard the word good used a lot. What is good? Good is the Lord. God is good. We need him to accomplish and do that which is good. We've got a great work to do, people. I feel that. I feel that as Christians. If we claim to be Christians, if we claim to be servants of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, there's more to it than just coming and sitting and filling a seat. But we've got to take what we've learned. We've got to take and use this in our daily life. Because we're only here morning, evening, maybe an evening sometime in the week. There's many more days there. And we're supposed to be serving God every day. Because I need God every day. I need my Lord every day. Every situation, you can ask Yvonne. A lot of times I've gone to her and seeking wisdom. Because she's a godly woman. And I lift you up because I appreciate you. And I know it's God in you. I know it's not you, but it's God in you. And other people, K. Jesse. People like that have helped me in my life. Paul, I really appreciate these men. People who, and these women that have stood up to serve the Lord. But again, when they speak these things to me, they're not worried about my feelings. They're not worried about being afraid. But they're making an example of Jesus Christ, that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. That they serve him. I don't have to ask them if they're Christians. I don't have to ask them who they serve. I know who they serve. Their works show that. Lexi, your works show that you serve a living God because you've got something living within you. And if we have something that's living within us, and we have something so great and so wonderful and so powerful, our God laid down his life and had the very power to take it right back. Who else do you know can do that? All these other false gods are stealing grains. Where's their power at? Where's their power at to resurrect? Where's their power at? Why are we worried about those who can harm our body and not worried about our Lord God who can kill body and soul? I want to be focused on serving God, serving Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what we need to be focused on. Don't be afraid. Fret not. Worry not. Don't worry about, don't be envious of Goliath, his armor, his sword, His mighty great power as a fleshly being means nothing to our God, who can take a young lad like David and a sling and a handful of stones and overcome. Our God can overcome anything, people. If we believe that, if we believe that, and we love Him, keep His commandments.
Well, I guess that concludes our service for tonight. I'd like to thank Brother Jacob Horton. I forgot to say your last name in the beginning. I apologize for that. But let's bow our head and pray. Be dismissed. Father God, it's just so great to be in your house tonight amongst your people and listen to the word given by someone who is your son in spirit and truth, and he using Brother Jacob here is the mouthpiece, and we just thank you for everything. Remember all those people who are sick and infirm that couldn't be here tonight, and want to lift up Sister Nancy and her loss this week. We put blessings upon her, and just go about and be with us and love us and guide us as you always do, and give us that boldness to do as Brother Jacob said and God has commanded us to do, is go out and tell other people about Jesus. And we just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.